The book presents high-performance growth as something far more intentional than a burst of inspiration or a vague desire to do better. From the start, the author's message is that lasting progress does not happen by accident. It is built through an on-purpose system, a clear vision, specific goals, daily habits, a resilient mindset, supportive environments, and a willingness to revisit and refine the plan over time. The tone throughout is practical and encouraging, but also disciplined. Rather than treating growth as a personality trait or a temporary mood, the book frames it as a repeatable process anyone can learn and apply. That foundation is set in the opening material, where the author positions the high-performance growth plan as the answer to the common problem of scattered effort. Many people want improvement, but their intentions remain abstract. They say they want to be healthier, more productive, more successful, or more fulfilled, yet they have no structure connecting those hopes to their day-to-day behavior. The book insists that this gap is the central obstacle. A growth plan matters because it gives shape to ambition. It turns someday into a system for today. It also makes room for self-awareness, because sustainable growth requires both confidence and honesty. You need to know your strengths, but also your blind spots. You need ambition, but you also need the patience to build steadily. One of the first major ideas the author develops is that vision and purpose must come before goal setting. The book repeatedly returns to the idea of a personal vision statement, treating it as the anchor for everything that follows. A vision statement is not presented as a decorative exercise or a corporate-style slogan. It is the starting point for meaningful growth because it answers the deeper questions. What kind of person do you want to become? What values do you want to embody? What does success actually mean to you? When a vision is clear, daily choices become easier because they can be measured against a larger identity and direction. Without that, growth becomes reactive and inconsistent. With it, even small decisions begin to feel purposeful. The author makes a strong case that the vision statement is what keeps a growth plan from becoming just another productivity list. It gives the plan emotional and moral coherence. The book emphasizes that when your long-term purpose is defined, your habits, goals, and priorities stop competing with one another and start reinforcing each other. This is where the author's perspective becomes especially practical. You are not merely trying to be busy or achieve isolated wins. You are trying to live in alignment. The vision is what makes the plan personal. It ties growth to identity, not just to output. From there, the book moves into the importance of specific goals. The central argument here is that vague aspirations do not create reliable progress. Saying, "I want to get better," or "I want to be more successful," does not give your brain enough information to act. The author insists on concrete priorities, measurable outcomes, deadlines, and checkpoints. In other words, the growth plan must be translated into a set of goals that can be tracked and adjusted. This specificity is not presented as a bureaucratic habit. It is presented as a way of turning intention into traction. If you do not know what you are aiming at, you cannot tell whether you are moving forward. The author also stresses that goals should be connected to the vision statement. Rather than collecting random ambitions, the reader is encouraged to create a focused path. The emphasis on measurable progress appears again and again because it solves one of the most common problems in self-improvement. People feel inspired, but they do not know how to evaluate whether they are actually improving. By making goals specific, the book brings clarity to effort. It also creates momentum because each completed checkpoint becomes evidence that change is happening. Daily habits are then presented as the engine of the entire system. If vision gives direction and goals provide targets, habits are what make growth real. The author is clear that sustainable success does not come from occasional surges of motivation. It comes from small, repeated actions performed consistently over time. This is one of the book's most important themes, and it is developed with great insistence. The reader is encouraged to think less about heroic effort and more about reliable routines. A person does not become high-performing by trying hard once in a while. They become high-performing by structuring ordinary days in a way that supports extraordinary outcomes. The book treats habits as both practical and psychological. They reduce decision fatigue, create rhythm, and make progress less dependent on mood. The author repeatedly suggests that consistency matters more than intensity, because consistency accumulates. A small action repeated daily can produce more growth than a dramatic effort that never becomes part of a system. This section also links habits to identity. A habit is not merely something you do, it is evidence of the kind of person you are becoming. That perspective is powerful because it shifts growth from a question of willpower to a question of alignment and repetition. Mindset is another major pillar, but the author is careful not to romanticize it. Positive thinking is not dismissed, but it is never allowed to stand alone. The book's view is that mindset matters only when it is translated into behavior. Confidence is useful, but only if it leads to action. Belief is valuable, but only if it results in discipline and follow-through. This is one of the book's most pragmatic distinctions. The author does not want readers to confuse feeling ready with being ready. Mindset is not a replacement for effort, it is what helps effort continue when the work gets difficult. The discussion of self-belief also includes the necessity of honest self-assessment. Growth requires encouragement, but it also requires reality. Readers are urged to notice where they sabotage themselves, where they doubt themselves, and where they let fear dictate behavior. The author treats fear-limiting beliefs and complacency as predictable obstacles rather than mysterious failures. This is important because it removes shame from the process. If these roadblocks are normal, then the answer is not self-criticism, but structure. The reader is taught to identify the obstacle, name it, and work around it. As the book develops, it expands beyond personal motivation into personal and professional development. Growth is not limited to self-help in the abstract. It includes skill building, learning, expanding competence, and improving the quality of one's contribution. The author presents development as a long-term investment. A high-performance life requires ongoing growth in knowledge, capability, and character. The reader is encouraged to see themselves as a work in progress, someone who can always deepen expertise, refine communication, strengthen leadership, and become more adaptable. This section reinforces one of the book's core messages. Growth is not about proving you are already finished. It's about building capacity. The book also makes the case that personal and professional growth should be integrated rather than separated. The habits and mindset that help someone lead effectively at work are often the same ones that improve their life outside work. The author treats consistency, clarity, discipline, and self-awareness as transferable traits. The implication is that growth should not be fragmented into separate compartments. A person who develops one area well can often strengthen the others, provided the effort is connected to a larger purpose and guided by a coherent plan. When the book turns to roadblocks, it becomes even more grounded. The author names the most common barriers to growth: fear, inconsistency, complacency, distraction, and limited beliefs. What makes this section effective is that these barriers are not portrayed as rare setbacks. They are presented as part of the process. Growth plans do not fail only because people are lazy. They fail because people encounter internal resistance and do not know how to respond. The book therefore encourages readers to treat roadblocks as signals. Fear may be pointing to a stretch opportunity. Inconsistency may reveal a weak system. Complacency may signal that the vision is too vague or too distant. Limiting beliefs may be distorting what feels possible. The author's approach is to replace vague self-blame with diagnosis and action. If fear is present, confront it with small steps. If complacency is creeping in, re-engage with the vision and raise the standard. If distractions are pulling attention away, refine the environment and simplify the day. The insight here is that roadblocks are not just emotional problems, they are design problems. They can be managed more effectively when the growth plan is specific enough to reveal where things are breaking down. Accountability, support, and environment form another major pillar of the book. This section argues that high performance is not a solo achievement. Even highly motivated people need systems, relationships, and surroundings that reinforce the right behavior. The author emphasizes accountability because it makes goals visible and commitments harder to ignore. When progress is shared, there is more follow-through. When someone else knows your plan, it becomes easier to stay honest with yourself. Accountability is presented not as pressure for its own sake, but as a form of support for discipline. Support is similarly important. The author suggests that encouragement from others can help a person stay committed during moments when confidence weakens. But support is not just emotional, it is also practical. The right people can provide advice, perspective, and structure. The wrong people, by contrast, can drain energy or normalize stagnation. That is why environment matters so much. The book treats environment as a hidden force that shapes behavior. A cluttered, distracting, or unsupportive environment can undermine even the best intentions, while a well-designed environment can make good habits easier and bad habits harder. High performance in this framework is never purely internal. It is always influenced by context. This section also reinforces the idea that growth should be easier to sustain, not harder. Rather than relying on endless self-control, the author encourages readers to design their surroundings, relationships, and routines so that the desired behavior becomes more natural. This practical wisdom is one of the book's strengths. It acknowledges that people do not live in a vacuum. They are shaped by the systems around them. So the growth plan should include not only goals and habits, but also social and environmental scaffolding. In the final chapters, the book turns toward maintaining momentum and thinking long-term. Here, the author makes an important point. Starting strong is not the same as continuing strong. Many people make progress early because the idea is exciting, but they struggle once the novelty fades. The book argues that long-term growth depends on revisiting the plan, measuring results, and adapting when necessary. Reflection is not treated as a one-time exercise. It is built into the process. Annual reviews, regular check-ins, and honest evaluation are all part of preserving momentum. The author also emphasizes that growth is cyclical. You set goals, build habits, face obstacles, gather feedback, and adjust. Then you do it again. This prevents the growth plan from becoming rigid. It also keeps the reader from mistaking progress for perfection. There will always be new challenges, new opportunities, and new versions of yourself to consider. Long-term success requires humility, because the person you were when you set the plan may not be exactly the person you are later on. The author therefore encourages ongoing revision, not as a sign of failure, but as a sign of maturity. The concluding message is that high-performance growth is a deliberate practice of aligning vision, goals, habits, mindset, and environment over time. The book returns to the same central truth in different forms. Success is not built by hoping harder. It is built by acting consistently on what matters most. The growth plan helps the reader move from scattered intention to intentional living. It asks them to think carefully about who they want to become, what they need to do, what habits will support that identity, what roadblocks will appear, and what systems will keep them moving when motivation fades. Taken as a whole, the book is a steady and practical call to action. It does not promise shortcuts. It does not rely on inspirational language alone. Instead, it offers a framework for turning ambition into daily practice. Its message is that high performance is available to anyone willing to build it intentionally. Vision gives the work meaning. Goals give it direction. Habits give it consistency. Mindset gives it resilience. Self-awareness keeps it honest. Accountability and environment make it sustainable. And long-term reflection keeps it alive. The result is a growth philosophy that is less about chasing moments of motivation and more about becoming the kind of person who can keep growing on purpose.